kind of knew I was.
Hey, folks, let's spend some time with friends up north. Pat Kreitlow of Up North News is on Lake Wissota. Sarah Yacoub with the Minocqua Brewing Company Super Pack is on the Mississippi River. And up on Lake Minocqua is Kirk Bangstad of the Minocqua Brewing Company. Wherever you are, welcome. You're up north.
Won't you let me die happy? Happy.
Hello and welcome to the Up North Podcast. I'm Kirk Bangstad.
I'm Pat Kreitlow, and check it out. Dr. Kristen Lyerly joins us again this week. Hello, Doc.
Woohoo! It's so great to be here. Thanks for having me.
We will be hearing from Sarah in a little bit as well, but wonderful to have you here. So between Dr. Lyerly, who's an OBGYN, and Sarah, of course, who's an attorney and topics in the news, we once again get to play, you know, lawyers, guns, and money, but this time it's doctors, lawyers, guns, and money, and we will explain all that as we go along. But Kirk, it's been a crazy week in the news.
It's been a crazy week, and there's a lot of stuff that happened this week, and I think kind of the theme that came to mind to me is that no one is above the law. And so the first thing that happened just yesterday was our friends at Law Forward took the false electors to court for forging their names and submitting electoral ballots for Donald Trump when he didn't win. This is an amazing, amazing case, and I can't wait to see how it unfolds. We released a press release. We've reached a milestone in our case against Ron Johnson, Tom Tiffany, and Scott Fitzgerald for trying to remove them from the ballots for aiding and abetting the insurrection on January 6th. We think that no one should be above the law on that one, and so now it's in the hands of a federal judge to either dismiss or let it happen. So we're excited about that. But I think the really crazy thing that you reported on, Pat, because I think you heard it at a listening session or something, I can't remember, but this guy, this Natural Resources Board guy, Fred Prain, who just refuses to leave his seat. It's like it's been like a year now. Apparently, he had his conversation with Scott Walker, old Republican Governor Scott Walker, specifically telling him to like be above the law and not leave. What happened there, Pat?
Yeah, essentially, it's a conspiracy. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel was able to first report on the texts between Fred Prain and Scott Walker, where Prain talked about how he's going to stay on the Natural Resources Board, even though his term ends. So, Kristen, I figured you're an OBGYN. I'm married to an OBGYN. Kirk knows a couple as well. So let's put it in the proper terms. A baby's supposed to stay there for 40 weeks in the uterus, right? And give or take. And let's just assume that this big baby, and we'll call the baby Fred, decided that he didn't want to leave the uterus, that it wasn't, his time to go yet, and somehow, managed to convey this to stay overtime. What I'm wondering about is in terminology you'd get, isn't there a forceps, a legal forceps or a vacuum or something for an extraction? I mean, you've got the tools. Surely the legal community must have something that they can use.
If we don't deliver that baby soon, he's going to kill the mother. I'm just saying, it's time.
Well, and that you're actually not far off if the mother we're talking about is representative government, because again, there have been nominees by Governor Evers that the Republican-led Senate has not confirmed. And it's not just this. It's a whole host of other things. Cabinet-level officers, the Board of Regents for the UW system. And we saw how Republicans fell all over themselves yesterday to criticize the governor or the news of a new chancellor at UW-Madison. So it's this kind of intrusion on how our institutions have normally worked that we laugh about it now, but Kirk, like you said, nobody is supposed to be above the law. So when we come back now, we will get to one of those serious topics when we talk about lawyers, guns, and money. We're going to talk about guns and how too many politicians are not treating guns with the respect demanded by a civilized society. They're using gun laws as political props, even as people are dying or being wounded in mass shootings. So we talked to a police officer from Green Bay about the low-hanging fruit we could do to keep our community safer. Next, you're up north.